You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 60, Don't Stand So Close to Me by The Police. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On this week's show, we're taking a look beneath the lyrics of The Police's 1980 hit, Don't Stand So Close to Me, a song with literary connections and a possible true-to-life inspiration with a member of the band. We'll listen to the song and analyze its lyrics in just a moment, but first, a little bit about The Police. Founding members drummer Stuart Copeland, who was born July 16, 1952 in Alexandria, Egypt, and Sting, who was born with the name Gordon Sumner on October 2, 1951 in Wallsend in the UK, met in London in January 1977. Both coming from jazz and rock bands, they decided to start rehearsing together in Copeland's apartment with a guitarist named Henry Padovani. The next month, for the bargain price of £150, they recorded their first single, Fallout, at Pathway Studios. Copeland released the single on his label, Illegal Records, and the initial pressing of 2,000 copies sold out instantly and got the band onto the independent charts. That same month, during a fill-in gig at a concert, they met guitarist Andy Summers, who was born on New Year's Eve 1942 in Lancaster. After the gig, they invited him to join the group, and a few months later, Padovani quit, leaving the familiar lineup of the band as Copeland, Summers, and Sting. They began recording sessions shortly afterwards with famed producer John Cale, and early the next year released their second single, Roxanne, a song about a man falling in love with a prostitute. The song didn't chart on its initial release, yet the band went on a North American tour, traveling across the country in a rented van. That fall of 1978, their first album, Outlandish D'Amour, was released, and it crept into the UK Top 10 and the American Top 30. They did much better with their next effort, Regatta de Blanc, released in the fall of 1979, bolstered by the single Message in a Bottle, and prompted the band to tour countries that didn't see a lot of mainstream acts, including Thailand, Greece, India, and Egypt. In addition, Sting started to receive acting offers, accepting a role in the Who epic Quadrophenia, but rejecting a role as the Bond villain in For Your Eyes Only. The band was starting to gain some tremendous momentum. The next year saw The Police's North American breakthrough album, Zenyatta Mundatta. While the album was the second number one for the band in the UK, it made it to the number three spot on the American charts. And the lead-off single for the album sat at the top of the UK charts for 4 weeks and tells the story of forbidden love. That song was Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
The song tells the story of a schoolteacher who is lusted after by one of his students. Like Roxanne and even Every Breath You Take, the song focuses on love forbidden, and by the end of the song, it's clear that the attraction is mutual between student and teacher. Sting was a geography and English schoolteacher before his switch to the music industry, although he has confirmed that the song is not based on a true story. Not his, anyway.
The
The last verse of the song mentions that book by Nabokov, referring to Lolita, the story of an older man who becomes obsessed with a 12-year-old girl. Speaking of inspirations, the melody of the song would make an appearance on another 1980s classic, Dire Straits' Money for Nothing, as Sting sang the opening line, "I want my MTV," to the melody of "Don't Stand So Close to Me." Police broke up in 1985 over creative tensions between the band members. They reunited in 1986 to record some new tracks for a greatest hits package, but the reunion was too soon. Tensions remained, and the only new song recorded was an updated version of Don't Stand So Close to Me. However, 20 years later, the band was able to put the past behind them and reunite for a tour. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.